Good morning. I would like to consider this morning the goal of our Christian life, this freedom of the children of God, which St. Paul tells us about in our second reading today. This freedom is our faith in Christ, which supersedes the futility, the weakness of our own human nature. Recognizing that faith is easy when things are good in our life. When, you know, we experience the birth of a new child, the excitement and the beauty in the world in that. The joy of meeting an old friend. Seeing God's gifts and rejoicing in them. It is easy to have faith in those moments. But do we have the faith to trust in God in even the bad times, in those times of sickness, the times of betrayal, and the times and seeing someone who's dying whom we loved? The problem of this futile nature that we live is that sometimes we think God's word is like our human words. Our words do hold a lot of power as we communicate to each other. We have the power to build up, to compliment each other, to express love, to express friendship, and to speak the truth. But we also have the power of our words to tear down when we gossip, when we spread hatred, and when we lie. God's word is even greater than ours, because God always speaks the truth. And his word is both creative and efficacious. It does what it is supposed to do, or it does what he says. Isaiah talks about this in our first reading today. The word of God is like the rain. God's word comes down and does not return back to the heavens until it accomplishes its purpose. It brings life, producing all that we need to survive. And it gives us hope for the future, that seed of hope. God's word has been efficacious throughout all of history. We know in Genesis, as he creates the world, that, you know, God speaks and it becomes so. He creates the land and it appears. The vegetation, you know, comes simply from his word. The prophets throughout all of history heard the word of God and led the people. And that's where we start to see this a little bit of dissonance, where it depends on how well the people listen to the Lord as to how efficacious his word becomes, whether it is worked through them the way he would like, or if it be worked through their distrust and their dishonesty. And as if this wasn't enough, we hear in John's gospel that this same word of God that is efficacious throughout all of history is made flesh. It becomes man. And then it becomes the ultimate sacrifice for us to save us from the slavery to sin. And again, if that wasn't enough, it also, this word who became man for us, becomes our food and sustains us and wants to remain inside of us into eternity. So then how do we obtain, or how do we find this freedom of the children of God? I think our gospel today tells us what we must do to accomplish this. To accept the word for ourselves, to do the work of preparing the seedbed of our hearts, that the seed, which is God's word, may be fruitful in our lives. God wants to be effective in all of our lives, each and every one of us. As I'm sure some or most of you perhaps have experienced, either on a retreat, in adoration, you've seen some fruit of the Lord, which has kept your faith alive. But if our hearts, if this seedbed, are like the shallow, rocky ground or the path, we may only feel that experience like one time, and we'll rejoice in it. We'll know that the Lord is real. But that experience will soon be forgotten if we don't cultivate that the seed. We will forget and we will fall back into our worldly ways. And the devil will even try to convince us that that little experience we had wasn't a real thing, that God isn't actually working in our lives. If our hearts are surrounded or full of the things of the world, the fruit of God may spring up, but will become choked because our hearts are divided. And oftentimes we will choose the ways of the world over the way of God. But if we prepare a place for the Lord's word and free our hearts from these attachments to the world and allow this seed to be planted deep, you will see the amazing fruits which God wants for you. And it will be planted deep enough that the roots will weather any storm, any hardship that we come into, and the fruit of what God has for us will prevail. The way we do this is by trusting the Lord. And, as Christ tells us, by doing the work of deepening our understanding of Him. We must put aside, and by the grace of God, allow Him to take or to remove this baggage from our hearts that comes from our mistrust. This mistrust, which is a side effect of our human faults, a side effect of us being lied to by our fellow man, by having our confidences betrayed. We can trust in the Lord that God's word is not like human word. What He says is efficacious and can be efficacious in our lives if we allow it to be. And then secondly, by deepening our understanding of the Lord, by our study of His word and our formation, and above all, by spending time with our Lord, either in front of the Eucharist in adoration, coming here to Mass, or just taking a few moments out of our day, each and every day, to pray with the Lord. Any of our relationships can only grow. We can only get to know someone if we spend time with them, and they spend time with us. So as we pray today, let us consider that, how we are to cultivate this deep and fertile ground for the sower, Jesus Christ, to throw the seed, and that God may produce great fruit in us.